It may be analogous to white coat syndrome. That's a phenomenon when some medical patients register a higher blood pressure than they do normally because being examined in the doctor's office makes them nervous. And a similar test anxiety can happen with school children who may have learned the material but who don't perform well on academic tests when a lot's on the line. Suhaila Booker is a student at Hampshire College.
With tests in general, but especially with standardized testing, you could not pay attention in class, you could goof off, you could be ridiculous, you could miss class, and still pass a standardized test. It measures a student's ability to use process of elimination and to know, well, this is probably not right, so this is probably the right answer. And so a person who doesn't participate in class, who doesn't show up to class, might get a better grade than me because they know how to take a test, and I get really anxious.
This is just one critique emerging about the regime of high-stakes standardized tests now prevalent in American public education. It was spurred on by the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001, passed under President George W. Bush. American children were falling behind students in other countries on basic skills. Standardized testing was intended to provide a metric for how well children were learning. But a widespread movement now says all this testing has gone too far. John Campanasecki teaches middle school in the small town of Lahara, Colorado.
Well, we often say you cannot press a square peg into a round hole. That is exactly what we have been unwillingly compelled to do with the adoption of more standardized tests and more standardized curriculum year after year. Standardized tests and curriculum produce one thing: standardized students. Actually, extend that. It produces standardized citizens.
Campanasecki addressed a rally at the state capitol in Denver. One student carried a sign proclaiming, "I am not a test score." According to Fair Test, a national coalition of reform advocates, boycotts of standardized testing have been reported in nearly every state. A movement to grant parents the legal right to opt their children out of these tests is now gaining traction. Elliot Garcia struggled with standardized exams in New York City public schools.
I always bombed in the exams. I never did well. And I always raised huge concerns for the school because I wasn't able to perform to my best ability, even though they saw that, okay, you know, Elliot, you are a smart kid, but why aren't you able to excel? And, you know, I'm not learning if my education is surrounded by an exam. And, you know, throughout, from my first year of high school, with the Regents test, that's what they drilled into our heads on a daily basis. Every week, every day, every month, you have to pass these Regents. And if you don't, then you're going to get left back. And it freaks everybody out, thinking, okay, I have to, I'm just working towards these exams, not anything else. I'm not working to learn. I'm not doing anything else for my education, just these exams, and it's hindering.
Elliot ultimately transferred to Urban Academy, an independent school in Manhattan that does not administer standardized tests. Urban says 90% of its graduates enter four-year colleges. Elliot is now majoring in computer science at Bard College. Suhaila Booker also found Urban a more conducive learning environment than she'd experienced in a traditional school.
For me specifically, sitting in a room with a whole bunch of other students and like sitting in rows and...